Kirk Penton from the Winnipeg Sun joins us. Kirk, how you doing, my man?
I'm confused.
Stroshine. Can you spell it?
Broshine?
Strobe light? Stroshine.
Stroshine.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, that's a tough one. T-H-R...
No, you're done. You're done. It was Stroshein. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how you get hurt running in the bush. I have no idea what that means.
Well, it was
who runs in the bush?
Well, hey, he's clearly an athlete, right? He goes in a he went into the trails to clear his mind, he told us, and then he rolled his ankle. Clearly his mind was too clear. He wasn't focusing on his running.
Like, you don't, when you get in the bush, you basically, you know, you trudge through the bush.
Yeah.
You don't run through the bush. That's.
Well, I'm sure it was on one of our lovely paths we have here in the river valley, because we do have the largest river valley around. So
that's better. Now
there's a long ways to go. And he didn't bring his phone because he didn't want it to get wet. So then he had to limp all the way back. So.
That's not good.
Well, you know what? That's old school, people. There's nothing wrong with not having your phone. I think it's very empowering for people to go out without their phone nowadays.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Simpson, the running back, he's now in Edmonton. What can you tell Eskimo fans about him?
Yeah, no, he's a strong runner. He's fast. You know, he came from the NFL, did some very good things there. The only problem is the feet. He has chronic feet problems. And that's what ended his time in Winnipeg. He ran very well for half a season, and then the old foot injury reared its ugly head, and he was done for the rest of the year. And that was it for Chad Simpson. So, you know, if he can stay healthy, that's a great get, but you'll have to watch. You'll have to see how long he can go on those feet that have given him so much trouble.
Well, it's, when you're a running back and you're going to be on your feet a lot, you hope, who knows, maybe some downtime allowed him to properly heal it. Because I think a lot of times athletes never take the proper time to let the whatever the issue is heal, right? And I understand why. It's a competitive thing. You don't want to sit out too long. So is he a scat back? How did you describe his style?
Yeah, no, he can dart, but he's not overly tall, but he's a lean, mean, round ball of meanness if he has to be. He's a unique guy. He will tell you what's on his mind. He gets very invested in the game. I believe he was part of the Bombers blowout loss in a Liberty Classic. It was like the 52-0 game a couple years ago, and the guy was almost crying after the game. He's been with the Bombers for like 10 games, and he was just embarrassed and felt terrible for the franchise. So he's going to give it his all, that's for sure. He has good character and will be there for the Eskimos, that's for sure. And he'll, as long as he's healthy, he can do both. He can run you over and he can run around you. The guy was in the NFL for a reason.
How are the Bombers looking?
They're looking okay. They've got some interesting pieces in training camp so far. They found a couple of young guys who look like they know what they're doing. Here in Toronto right now, waiting for the first preseason game where we're going to find out if guys like Johnny Adams, a young guy out of Michigan State, find out if he's as good as a game player as he is practice player. You know, they've improved their Canadian talent as well this year, this offseason, which they had to do, which they still need to do. They still have a ways to go, but it looks better. And Mike O'Shea and Drew Willey have a year under their belts in their first year as head coach and starting quarterback, respectively. So there's positivity here in Bomberland, but... I think this franchise still has a ways to go, and we're going to find out starting tonight just how far they got this offseason.
That extra experience, that extra continuity and consistency more than anything has to help. I know the Edmonton players, J.C. Sherratt hasn't had the same defensive coordinator since he came into the CFL. Mike Riley, same thing the last few years in the CFL. The players here in Edmonton, despite all the horrible injuries they've had, we're talking about the one advantage they feel they've got is they've actually got some consistency amongst their coaching staff and their coordinators and the players.
Yeah. It's very similar here, although they did get rid of Gary Etcheverry as the defensive coordinator in a move that basically had to be made after teams just ran all over the Bombers last year. So even though I believe they are now on their seventh defensive coordinator in the last 8 seasons, which is very familiar to you guys there as well, you know, it's a move that had to be made. They brought in Richie Hall from Saskatchewan, who's, you know, I think you'd describe him as a meat and potatoes coordinator. But there's a lot of guys on this defense. They brought over Sam Hurl. Greg Newman's another guy trying out for weak side linebacker who used to play in Saskatchewan. So there's a few key guys in the defense who are familiar with Richie Hall's defense and his staff that he basically brought over from Saskatchewan. And then the offensive staff is the same. And I can't remember the last offseason here in Winnipeg where that could be said. So, yeah, that consistency really gives them, it requires them to make improvements on offense because of that consistency. They say it's going to be a good thing, and they kind of better back it up with their play.
The Argos won't have Ricky Ray for the opening week or maybe two or three of the season, and won't have him tonight. So the Bombers, if you're going to look at their defense, Kirk, I'm guessing them, like many others, it'll be the first chance to see how their DBs handle the new rules.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes over. You know, it wasn't as prevalent in training camp as I thought it would be. I think they went over it pretty heavily in meetings and the first couple of days, but the coaches have all been saying that they're doing a great job with it. We'll see if the referees agree, you know, but watching the DBs in practice for the last week and a half, they've been, it looks like they are aware of what's going on. And I didn't look at the stats from last night's game, but I remember hearing maybe in the third quarter that there was only a second illegal contact penalty. So it'll be interesting to see if that trend continues tonight and how much of an impact it makes on the offenses and if they can really rack up the points. Mike O'Shea thinks that there are going to be games in the CFL this season with scores of like 55-45, he said. He thinks there could be 100-point scored in games. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out.
And do the Bombers have receivers to make those plays?
They do. You know, Nick Moore, who they signed last year for a boatload of money, $190,000 a year. He only played half the games, but he is a very, very, very polished receiver. Just runs great routes. He does have trouble holding onto the ball at times, which I would assume why he's in the CFL and his brother Lance is in the NFL. But, no, he's great. Clarence Denmark is coming off his first 1,000-yard season. And they got a couple of young guys who have looked good in camp, but again, I'll reserve judgment until I see them play in a game. But if Drew Willey can make improvements on what he did last year, he definitely has the weapons at his disposal this year, as long as they stay healthy. But as you guys are well aware, that's for everybody.
Oh well, everybody knows about the Eskimos and their John White might have been the second best running back in the CFL behind Cornish.
Totally. Absolutely. There's a lot of concern talking to people today who are talking to people in the Eskimos organization, and there's some fear, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
What the impact's going to be with the loss of White.
Yeah, I don't think it's really been we talked about enough how big of a loss this is.
Yeah.
Great runner and a great blocker. Enjoy the preseason game, two of the preseason tonight, and we'll talk to you. I think the Bombers and the Eskimos see one another in the Eskimos' fourth game, so I guess that's week five.
Yeah.
Yes.
July 25th or 26th, I'll be there.
All right, man. We'll talk to you before then for sure. Appreciate it.
Take care, Jason.